The state Republican Party filed an ethics complaint last week with the Government Accountability Board alleging Jefferson County DA Democrat Susan Happ cut a deferred prosecution deal with a man charged with sexually assaulting a teenager. The complaint says Happ made the deal so the man could finish paying for a house he was buying from Happ and her husband. But Happ says she followed Supreme Court guidelines in the case by referring the sex offense charges to an assistant DA.
I screened myself off, which is what the Supreme Court rules require. I had no involvement in that case, and I know that, you know, the findings will be that I acted appropriately, that I followed the rules.
The GAB acknowledges the complaint has been filed, but would not confirm that it will result in an investigation. Meanwhile, Democratic Party officials say Happ's Republican opponent, Waukesha County DA Brad Schimmel, has also cut plea deals with sex offenders. They point to a case where Schimmel allowed a 19-year-old to plead guilty to misdemeanor charges for assaulting a 14-year-old girl rather than face felony charges. Schimmel's campaign says the offender did end up serving time and is on the sex offender registry. Democrat Happ says a tit-for-tat argument about individual cases like these shouldn't be the focus of the campaign. She notes in all such cases, it's the judge who determines the final outcome, not the prosecutor.
A judge sentences a defendant, a judge accepts a deferred prosecution agreement, and so there is a system of checks and balances. And so I want this campaign to be about the issues.
Happ and Schimmel will face off in three debates on the issues before the November 4th election. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.